My special guest, Shaking Stevens. They're good record, mate. When are you going to make some more records? What are you doing exactly in the recording way?
Well, I have been writing and co-writing, and I'm doing the studios, I don't know, it's not finalised yet, but this year, did some tracks down down the forest with John David.
Yeah.
And they need to be recut. You know, sometimes you write a song and you record it and you go too far with it and you've got your own...
Yeah, I know, exactly, Well, I always found it, the problem is, with my stuff, I always over-arrange it. It's the stuff, you've got to make it more simple sometimes, you know.
So I'm actually doing some tracks, or a track, we're starting out with a track first, with a guy called Peter Collins, and as I say, it's original songs, and so I'm very excited about that, and we're going to make it more kind of... You know, more lively and
But it'll have a rock flavour, won't it?
Oh yeah.
Not all original songs.
No, well, maybe not all original, but at least quite a few originals and maybe some rare covers or whatever.
Well, the thing is, you talk about rare covers. He's the boy you should get hold of. He's got stuff that you would not believe, Jeff Barker. I don't know what his house must be like. I think he's got cylinders. It's not all there.
We did a song called "Suffer Little Children," which is you know, very, very emotional. It's all about cruelty and things like that, and that's very different from what I've done. But it's kind of like sending a message and making people aware.
It's very important. The whole point about making records, let's face it, is it's a little piece of you, isn't it, really? And you get sometimes manipulated so much that you lose track of yourself. Mm. It's not to say that you should go and record a load of stuff that you know that your audience aren't going to like, because I've done that before, you know, and learnt me lesson, got me fingers burnt there.
Yeah.
But when you come along with your kind of obvious, the sound of your voice and and the band, you know, Shaking's one of them people, Jeff, that you put a record on and you say, that's Shaking Stevens. You don't say, oh, I wonder who this is or who that is. It's one of those, a very definite thing to have, and it's a very good thing to have.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you got it, kid.
And I think it's important as well to kind of move on in
of
stages.
Course it is.
That is very important. I mean, like, for instance, like Elvis did and Cliff did and, you know, even Elton John and, you know, and so forth, And, dare I say, you know... the dear Johnny Cash, he moved on as well. But
because you, as you talked of Elvis, you did the Elvis show, didn't you? Originally?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did you enjoy that going into that, into like out of a band, as it were, wasn't it? You know, rock and roll.
Yeah, it was. First of all, it gave me a regular wage.
That's handy, isn't it? Yeah.
It was. Was a tribute. It was a tribute, and it was done by the, you know, very nice guy Jack Good.
Oh yeah, Jack's back in England.
Which I hear, yeah. But it was great, you know. There was three stages, and there was the early period, the middle period, and the latter period. I did the middle period. I think I had all the best stuff, really.
Well, you see, what happens is, if as you get older, you can go back and do the later one. You know what I mean?
No, I did that for 19 months, and I think, you know, it was, as I say, it was a tribute, and it was like every night, two shows, Friday and Saturday, and. I think I've done my tribute.
I guess you enjoyed it for the first 6 months.
It was great.
Yeah. But it's like you said, it's having a regular wage coming in.
And also, you know, it was good learning base as well. Oh,
absolutely.
You know, you got the audience there, and you got the gods up
absolutely.
There. Absolutely. Using the audience.
And you need that discipline too sometimes.
Absolutely.
You
know? Yeah.
But it's like remember when I was in Charlie Girl 2.5 years, and that regular money builds up after a while. It's not like, but it's like them two old comedians talking to me. Did you hear? He said, Frank Sinatra gets £200,000 a week at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas. And his mate said, oh, yeah, but it's not regular. That's if it matters. Well, we talked a lot about your what you're doing recording-wise, but, you know, they'd never forgive us. Radio Berkshire, they would not forgive us unless we played one of your old ones, you know? So, but before we do that, we were talking about Johnny Burnett. Now, I'm sure that our listeners all know all the rockers, but Johnny Burnett actually is not like Jerry Lee Lewis, as far as they're concerned. He's a more, what would you say?
Well, his hits came in the pop era. He had some great pop rockers, which were, you know, big productions with strings. But when he started out, he came from Memphis. He was just like any of them, really. He was just a little three-piece band, and he was a rough, raw rockabilly singer. He made some of the best rockabilly records.
Yeah,
anybody.
He started very raw, isn't he?
Yeah.
And there was just three of them into the rock and roll trio, and it was very, very earthy, and
it was
honest, and it was... you know, just kind of press the button, well, one takes, whatever, you know.
I know who he is, because we played a lot of his stuff when I did the BBC show in London, that
yeah,
one. So
yeah.
I think he's great. And Shaggy brought one of his records in, The Train Kept a Rolling. You want to hear that one?
Yeah, I used to do this on stage.
Oh, did you? Mm. Let's have some.